Triple M's ruined tits for breakfast for Sleep Republic, awarded Australia's best overall mattress in a box. Sleeprepublic.com.au.
Triple M.
Ruined tits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Tex.
Oh, he's a new man. New lease of life.
What do you mean,
you? Seen him on the weekend.
What was he doing?
Fit, thin, toned down, sprinting around, kicking left foot, right foot, 50-metre passes, hitting people on the chest.
Is that the Tex Walker?
Doing everything.
Big Texan.
Tex. Well played.
Hello, boys. That's one of the nicest things I reckon you've said to me. In,
yeah.
How long have I been with you boys?
Don't
like,
get
five,
used to
6 years?
Don't get too used to it.
He said you were looking good, Tex.
Nah,
he said you were looking good.
Thought you looked very good on the weekend.
Oh, thanks, mate. No, I do feel quite healthy at the moment in terms of my body. So, yeah, it was nice on the weekend to get around and get on the end of a couple.
Who'd
some
you
good
stand?
For our, oh, I had a bit of Tom Cleary, a bit of Alia Lea, a bit of Trent McKenzie. So, yeah, played through all of those guys.
Well, you just knocked them off one by one, went through them.
No, just they play more of a system, so they don't play man on man. They play more of a system, so depends on whether you play high or low.
We just keep them guessing, Roo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Keep them guessing.
Were you happy with the way Port played on the weekend?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. Now, let's focus on you blokes. Frampton played well, didn't he?
Yeah, he's had a great pre-season, Ditz, to be honest. It was great to see him get a bit of reward for what he's been able to do over the summer.
And I thought Ben Keyes had a very good game.
Yeah, he's been a great pickup, Keyes. He gives us a bit of spark through the midfield, but then when he went forward in the second half, he hit the scoreboard a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, he's going to be great value for us this year, certainly, especially now it's with sad news at Junior.
Wayne Miller.
Wayne Miller, that is, yeah. Poor fella, just can't take a trick.
No, but hopefully he'll get back bigger than ever in 2022. Hey, Big Texan, Sunday down at Norlunga Oval, it's an official pre-season game. Do both clubs have to only play 22 this week, do you know?
I think you can have the option, but I'd imagine both teams would play their 22 and maybe plus one or two, depending on whether there's any injuries or whether they want to spin the wheels. But I think it's a great opportunity to try the new interchange rule. What about the standard mark rule? My God.
Which is 90 interchange back to 75. That's what you've got to trial this week.
Yeah, so we'll probably trial that. And there's going to be a few stiff boys because we've got a very healthy list at the moment and some boys are playing pretty good footy. So it'll be interesting to see how that falls this weekend.
Tex, the AFL have released a statement saying they're very happy with that rule over the weekend. What have the players around you had to say?
I got done pretty early on in the game, and for me, it was just purely habit. Go stand the mark, and you try and stay active on the mark. Clearly, you can't do that anymore, and it's going to be a bit of a change for some guys. But we'll just see how it plays out. Ditch, I saw the one, the West Coast Freo one, which I wasn't too. I didn't know that you couldn't come back off your mark.
Oh, you're kidding.
You're a slow learner, Tex. Come on.
No, I thought it was you couldn't move left or right. I didn't know you couldn't come back off your mark. So, yeah.
Tell us what Bruce means to you, Tex. Bruce McAvaney, that is.
How good's Bruce? I'm with Bob Murphy with giving him a bit of a farewell tour, a bit of Johnny Farnham. He's the best we've ever been able to listen to. And I remember one day all my mates were down here Ditz.
Yeah.
And they went to the Morpheville racecourse and they actually crossed paths with him on the way in. And there would have been about a dozen of them all introduced themselves on the way out at the end of the day when they were pissed and he was still sober. He went up to every single one of them and said, "G'day, Ditz. Great to meet you. Hey, Roo, how you going?" Every
remember their names?
Every single name he remembered.
You're kidding.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Amazing.
Just an amazing gentleman.
Yeah.
And we've been so lucky to hear his voice for so long.
Now, we want to get a petition together. Well, Roo does anyway. Roo wants the farewell tour. He wants one more game called by Bruce. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll sign it with
Righto.
You. I'll sign it. And imagine getting Dennis back. Getting them two together.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm signing it with you.
All right.
Ruth.
Beautiful.
Now, Hugo's got a new trick, I'm led to believe. Tell us about it, your boy.
Yeah, well, he's at the age where he's sort of, he's following what Dad's doing. And I didn't have my thinking cap on when I walked past Mum the other night and just tapped her on the backside in the kitchen. And now Hugo thinks that's the funniest thing to do when he'll walk up and smack Mum on the bum. So
he'll get done for sexual assault at childcare if he keeps that up.
Well, I'm a bit unsure. Do I encourage it or just let it? I have to tell him off, I reckon.
No, you've got to be a responsible parent, but you can have a little bit of fun, Tex.
All right, now, have you got a gag to leave us with?
Yeah, do you boys hear about the poker player who lost his arm and he got a prosthetic replacement?
Mm-hmm.
He's finding it very, very hard to deal with.
That's your best one this year, Tex. Well done.
Thanks, boys.
You're back.
He's in form.
He is in form.
Yeah, good on you, Tex. Enjoy the week, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, mate. All thanks to Distinctive Homes. Tex Walker here on Triple M.
Triple M's ruined tits for breakfast. For Sleep Republic, awarded Australia's best overall mattress in a box. Sleeprepublic.com.au.